Local residents Lorraine and Jeffrey Joyner have made a significant contribution to the Niagara-on-the-Lake Museum's $5 million capital campaign to fund its revitalization and expansion. "The Niagara-on-the-Lake Museum is the pride of the community," declared Lorraine, as she discussed the future of the museum and the reason behind their decision. "Once the expansion is completed, the Jeffrey and Lorraine Joyner Research Room and Reference Library will be a gathering place for researchers to comb through deeds, records, documents, and photographs, all part of the 50,000 items making up the museum's collection. It was important to the Joyners that the room bears both of their names." For more than two decades, the Joyners have sponsored the in-person lectures at the museum, one of its most popular offerings. But their involvement has also included co-curating art exhibitions and overseeing art and antique appraisals. Lorraine, who also served as a board member for two terms, can often be found lending a perennial hand to the gardening crew as well. Jeffrey Joyner is known as one of the most respected and renowned art auctioneers in Canada. The man with the golden gavel helped create a highly lucrative market for Canadian artists that not only made him the world's leading auction authority on Canadian art, but also helped establish Canadian artwork as collectible, original, and a legitimate investment. After 17 years heading up Sotheby's of Canada, Joyner established his own fine art and appraisal company in 1985, eventually merging with Waddington's Auctioneers to form Joyner Waddington's Canadian Fine Art, which continued to successfully promote Canadian art while also accelerating its growth. Jeffrey and Lorraine have been married for over 50 years. They have always shared a particular passion for Canadian art. Whether it be a sweeping Algoma landscape from the iconic A.Y. Jackson, or the joyful energy of local Niagara artist Babs Pretty, the Joyners' delight in sharing these works is powerful. The couple arrived in Niagara-on-the-Lake from Toronto in the 1990s, and very soon became passionate supporters of local arts initiatives. Organizations such as the museum, the Niagara Pumphouse Art Center, River Brink Art Museum, and Willowbank School of Restoration Arts have all benefited from the Joyner magic. "The Niagara-on-the-Lake Museum was our first venture when we came to this town," said Lorraine, who eventually retired from her work as a translator and from running a local B&B, "and I see it growing to be a major tourist attraction. The museum is a part of our heritage tourism," he said. "And that can only benefit the entire town as well as the region." The NOTL Museum is the major repository for all things historical for the five communities of Niagara-on-the-Lake, and is known to house the finest 1812 collection in Canada. "We have a great affection for the collection," said Jeffrey. "The problem is that it is growing exponentially, and much of it can't be exhibited. It's extensive, which is why they have to expand." The expansion plans include an 8,000-square-foot addition, almost doubling the museum's current 10,000 square feet of space. A two-story addition to Memorial Hall as well as basement storage space are major features of the plans. Accessibility is a major focus, with the addition of an elevator to help the museum meet accessibility requirements as set out under the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act. The capital campaign, chaired by Sean Simpson, aims to raise half of the total $10 million cost of the plans. The Joyners, meanwhile, are happy to contribute an undisclosed amount to that target. "This is a big one," said Jeffrey. "Being able to play a part in the museum's capital campaign is a once-in-a-lifetime project for us, and we hope others will see it that way too."